Why, in your estimation, is wheat so bad?
It's not wheat. It's an 18-inch tall plant created by genetics research in the 60s and 70s. This thing has many new features nobody told you about, such as there's a new protein in this thing called gliadin. We're not talking about gluten, so I'm not addressing the people who have gluten sensitivities and celiac disease. I'm talking about everybody else, because everybody else is susceptible, for instance, to the gliadin protein that is an opiate. This thing binds to the opiate receptors in your brain, and in most people stimulates appetite, such that you and I consume, on average, 440 more calories per day, 365 days per year. I bet you you're hungry right now.
Would it be possible to turn back the clock and go back to the old wheat? I mean, is that scientifically possible at this point in time?
It's very possible. It's economically unfeasible, probably, because this thing yields about tenfold more per acre. And so we'd have to ask farmers to take a loss, in effect. We'd have to ask agribusiness to revert back to old seeds. They can do it. They probably won't do it. Now, we have sparked a movement, and we are having a lot of people. They're having record drops in sales because of this, because so many people. I think what's driving this is the tidal wave of change. If three people lost 8 pounds, well, big deal. This thing just dies and fizzles, right? But we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people losing 30, 80, 150 pounds, diabetics becoming no longer diabetic, people with arthritis having dramatic relief, people losing their legs swelling, acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, on and on and on.